and we registered with the Manchester Corporation. Now, my husband, being a Salford bred and born man, never lived out of Salford in all his life, and was 35 at the time, we didn't think we'd stand much chance, but we registered and we kept going and renewing this registration every 6 months. Until one day when I went down to renew my registration, he said, "You know, Mrs. Grindad," he said, "you can have a house tomorrow," he said, "at Withenshaw." "Oh," I said, no, wouldn't hear of it," I said. "Oh, no, not Withenshaw, it's out of, it's miles away, it's in the country." "Oh, no." So I said, "No, re-read me, I wanted Anson, if you know where, Birch Park, you know, I wanted the Anson estate to be near my mother." So anyway, registered another time, and then, of course, we got fed up, but it registered another 6 months, no nearer. So I said to my husband, I said, "Oh, we heard of somebody who'd gone to Withenshaw from near where my mother lived." So I said, "Elsie Oakes has gone to Withenshaw, let's go and have a look." So we went, well, we thought it was in a terrible long way and this and that, we didn't know what to do. So anyway, in the end, he said, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "Well, we want a house, and they're new, and they've got baths and hot and cold water." There was supposed to be the bees and knees for working class in those days. And so I said, "I think we'd do well to take one." Mm. So we did, and we ended up in behind the South Circle shops.